Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. Today I was speaking to the group leader of one of the UK's major companies. He was telling me his thoughts on what he was looking to see in his workforce. As I thought that this might be valuable information, I took careful written notes. Because people in similar contexts are aware of similar things, it could well be true that the following list of priorities is very similar to what your boss is expecting to see from you. So note the following extended quote and use it as guidance from on high. I had asked the director what he most looks for in the team of people who work at his organization. The director said, quote, "Well, number one is self-confidence. I have noticed that especially in the last 2 years, people have been watching endless bad news stories on the 24-hour media channels. In addition, they have suffered the withdrawal of some social benefits and increases in fuel bills, all of which have conspired to make them feel financially worse off. Then they begin to lose their confidence, their shoulders sag, and they look and sound dispirited. This dispiritedness has a knock-on effect on their performance, which suffers as a result. Then our performance levels suffer, and we have a bad situation developing. What I want to see is the people of this country regaining their sense of self-confidence, for the leaders to start talking the economy up, not down. All enterprise needs confidence. Confidence precedes progress. You cannot do it the other way round. You cannot say, give me the prize first and then I'll feel more confident. I want my leaders to display more confident attitude, especially when times are tough. 2. A determination to add value to the organization and its customers. Last week I had Sam come to see me and ask me for a pay rise. I asked, what have you done to justify your request for more money? Sam said, I've just got married and I've had to fit out the house. I've bought a new flat screen TV, new furniture, and I still have to finish paying for the wedding. So you can see I really need the raise. I was amazed that it did not occur to Sam that there was something wrong with the form of his request. I said, Sam, you don't get paid for your needs. You get paid for the amount of value that you add to the business. Don't tell me that you need the money. Tell me how you have earned the money by means of your production or your good ideas. What have you added extra to your current role that justifies your request of more money? Sam started to stutter. I said, don't stutter, you're making me nervous. Go away and think, how can you add more value to the organization or its customers? Then and only then, when you are adding more value, should you ask for more money. Add more value to others and the world will pay you in direct ratio to your contribution. Remember, you don't get paid because you need it. You're paid by how much value you add. We don't pay you because you need the money. We pay you for the value of your work. 3. A strong work ethic. Some people work harder than others. Last week I went into a divisional office in the districts. They did not recognize me as anyone of note, so I sat and watched the staff in a large open plan office at work. I was staggered. I was staggered at the amount of wasted time. One woman in particular attracted my attention for the wrong reasons, for she did no work. No work whatsoever in the 45 minutes of my observation. Instead, she socialized, chatted, and joked around with colleagues and managers. She made text messages on her phone. She did no work herself, and in addition, she distracted the others around her. That was bad enough, but there was something even more distressing. Nobody took the person to task. No colleague said anything to stop her wasting time. No manager asked her to attend to her work. Eventually, I made myself known and gave her one of my famous motivational speeches. And then I found her boss and gave him one of my other motivational speeches, the one for failing managers. We employ people between the hours of 8 o'clock in the morning and 5:30 in the afternoon. And during that time, we expect them to be working, not simply occupying a chair. They need to be adding value to customers and our business. They need to be working. 4. Leadership. The lady above was out of order, and so too was her team leader. Every living thing has a purpose. The purpose of an apple tree is to produce apples. The purpose of a guard dog is to guard the property. The purpose of a salesperson is to make sales. The purpose of a team leader is to lead the team. The team leader should be leading the team. A team leader should be setting goals, formulating practical plans, inspiring purposeful action in pursuance of the goal, giving the team the feedback that they need, see my notes above, and creating progressive changes. 5. A list of suggestions rather than a list of complaints. Come to think of it, that list of 5 above applies to all the members of the organization, not just the leaders. Every employee should be looking for ways for us to improve. Continuous improvement is the price of survival. I often get people coming to me with a list of their complaints. It would be nice if they would come to me as often with a list of their practical suggestions. Practical suggestions such as 4 ways to cut our overheads, 5 ways to improve our productivity, 6 ways to increase our sales volumes, 7 ways to maximize our profits, 8 ways to improve our customer service without adding to our costs. But maybe I'm asking for too much. All I want is a more confident attitude, especially during tough times. A determination to add value to the organization and its customers. A strong work ethic. A stronger sense of leadership. A list of progressive suggestions rather than a list of complaints. Is that too much to ask? Thank you.